Here we are again, everyone. Welcome to the College of Education First Gen Me podcast. I am so excited today because I have Wanju Kwong with me today. She is going to provide some great nuggets for us because you know this is a time where we share a small space where we can support our first generation college students as they navigate this illustrious campus, what we call Purdue University. I am your host, Jackie Thomas Miller, the Director of Advising and Retention, affectionately known as Dr. Jackie. I am going to be here just moderating and listening and just enjoying the conversation that we're going to have with Wanju today, and with hopes that we're going to enrich the college experience for each and every one of you listening today. So I am honored, Wanju, to have you. Could you share with our audience what the first generation college graduate identity means to you?
First of all, thank you so much for having me today. It's such a great honor to be here. So I really didn't grow up in the United States, right? I grew up in Taiwan, so it was a very different educational system. Mm. When I was a high school student, the aim is like to pass the two-day college entrance exam. Mm. And the first time I did, I failed. My score, it was, you know, very difficult to get in. Uh-huh. Only a certain percentage of the high school students can get in. So we're talking about not even 50%. So I failed the first time. I tried again the second time. I finally got into college. So it was a huge accomplishment to me. I was kind of proud of being able to get into college. And then later I was able to help my younger brother to never get a system, and he did okay. He's a doctor.
All right.
Yeah.
See, you were able to learn from your experiences in order to assist your brother.
Yeah.
Through his pathway.
Yeah.
So, tell us about, you know, you had some struggles in the beginning, you know, with the testing, because I know how that is, and what is one thing, one lesson that you learned throughout that process that if you had known prior, how would have it benefited you?
So again, the system is different. The educational system is very different. Mm-hmm. So I honestly wish I started a little bit harder, I guess.
So was there no other way of preparing other than studying?
In our educational system, it's very much like that. It depends on the scores. Mm-hmm. So you really need to try harder. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, my parents, they were busy. Mm-hmm. So for that two, like you remember, it's a two-day mm-hmm. entrance exams, and every student was there. My parents, they were busy. They didn't go with me. But during that time, a lot of parents will go to the entrance exam, being there for their kids, and mm-hmm. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
But I did that for my brother, mm-hmm. so I know I was, you know, it was nice,
right.
know, being able to be there for mm-hmm. him, even though I couldn't do anything for him. Mm-hmm. But that is kind of the support. It's not like my parents love us;
mm-hmm.
they were just very busy,
right.
and I was mm-hmm. more independent. To mm-hmm. be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I didn't want to bother them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that was the support. I don't think in Taiwan, we don't really say I love you or anything like that. You know, like we don't show that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So emotional support, we don't really get that through the educational system. It's mm-hmm. just like testing, you've got to mm-hmm. work harder. So I wish we had that kind of support, not just from our parents, but also from the schools, mm-hmm. you know, from our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it was, to me, I was, you know, like, I was proud of myself being able to get in and also help my brother a mm-hmm. little bit. Not, again, he's very smart.
Right.
But being there for him that mm-hmm. 2 days, I think it was good.
And that's what I think a lot of our first generation students, they go through this phase where I don't want to bother my parents mm-hmm. or, you know, they're busy right now, mm-hmm. or who can I go to because my parents are really not one of my resources in this particular area. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you because I went through that. My parents were there, but they didn't have the knowledge that I needed to help me navigate. You know, my mom wanted to assist, but she didn't have any knowledge, no background to assist me with. So I know how you feel. And what, you know, I know some of our listeners are saying, yeah, I'm going through that same experience right now. So what, you were motivated by your brother. What could you share with our listeners, something that they could maybe lean on a little bit? You know, right now there's so many resources we have when we go to apply for college and things like that. But many of our first generation college students, they got past that first step from high school to college, but now they're in college. What would be an advice that you would give our students as far as someone or something or something they could grasp hold to because they really can't turn this way toward their parents? What would you, as a faculty member, say, here, this is what I would recommend that you would do?
So I will highly recommend our student, you know, to really find a mentor for themselves. I think it's very important. It doesn't matter where you are, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, having a good mentor is so helpful and beneficial. So if you can find, you know, talk to your professors, you know, if you like a professor, definitely talk to him or her and see if that person can be your mentor. And you know, I understand this depends on, it's both ways, right? So, but definitely make sure you have someone that you respect and someone really can be supportive for you. Finding that mentor is very important. It could be your professor. It could be your friends. It could be your boss, right? So, but someone who can just give you advice, that is very important. I think, to me, I value teamwork because I think if we are working together, we will be better. So mentorship is that kind of teamwork, right? If I'm working on this project by myself, I'm just one person thinking. But if you can have someone to just take a look at your thing, you know, like just brainstorming kind of thing, like some people, someone listen to you, even just 5 minutes, but that person can give you some advice. I think that would be very that would be very helpful. So find yourself a mentor would be my first suggestion.
That's great. You know, oftentimes we discount having mentors and even just building a community of like-minded individuals. And that's what we were hoping with these little snippets of our first Gen Me podcast, is to have an opportunity for our students to come together and listen when they're going to class to our podcast and learn from one of their faculty members here at the College of Education. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today because this was our second podcast. And I thank Wanju for joining me. And as always, this is Dr. Thomas Miller. If you want to reach out to me, my email address is jthomasm@purdue.edu, or visit our advising team members on the third floor of Baring Hall, because you know we are always here for you. And thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.